You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So when babies are born, the doctor looks at them and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or a girl based on what they look like. And most of the time, that guess is 100% correct. There are no issues whatsoever. But sometimes the doctor is wrong. The doctor makes an incorrect guess. When the doctor makes a correct guess, that's when a person is called cisgender. When a doctor's guess is wrong, that's when they are transgender.
Do you understand that? This is April 13, 2022. When a baby is born, a doctor looks at the baby and guesses, is this a boy or a girl? Guesses. That is a Boston first grade teacher. Was a woman, now a man. And was also at that time talking to second and third graders, because he had apparently already discussed it with his first graders, and telling them, this is how it's determined if you're a boy or a girl. The doctor guesses. Have we totally lost our minds? I know you haven't, I haven't. I'm preaching in the choir, but the progressives have. Now, you can argue over transgender issues. You can argue if it's right or wrong, and certainly it should not be discussed and brought up for second and third graders and lower or anywhere near that age. Now, this is a private school in Boston. That doesn't excuse it in my mind. Now, if parents are aware of this and letting their kids go get it, they may be so progressive themselves they think it's just fine. I don't. But we can discuss the whole issue of transgender and confusion, but when you say the doctor guesses if it's a boy or a girl, hell, you don't need all your medical school. You don't need your medical degree. You want to be a doctor? Just say, hey, I'm as good a guesser as anyone else. I picked last week's winner in the Masters before anybody else. Which, by the way, I want you to hear later in today's program from pro golfer Scottie Scheffler and what he had to say about winning the Masters. I didn't have time for it yesterday because of the New York City subway shooting, but I want you to hear what he has to say because it's a message I would like repeated over and over again, especially against this push by progressives that we're all supposed to rethink our sex, our gender, and shove all of this and critical race theory down the throats of children. You want to go after them in college, and you want to pay for the college, and you want to pay for your child to go to such a college, so be it. But keep your hands off our children. Also coming up in this next couple of hours, you remember Greg Abbott, Texas Governor Greg Abbott the other day said, you keep bringing and allowing illegals come across our border because you're not helping us enforce the border, we're going to start loading up buses and sending them and dropping them at D.C., at the steps of the Capitol. And Jen Psaki, he can't do that. It's a publicity stunt. He can't order anybody to get on a bus. Well, guess what? Today, one of the first buses showed up in D.C. They couldn't get right to the steps of the Capitol, but they got within a few blocks and let everyone off, 40 to 50 passengers. They had wristbands on. As they got off, they cut the wristbands off of them, and basically you're free to roam about D.C. Now, supposedly, they were not ordered to get on the bus. They were asked, do you want to go to Washington, D.C.? Yes, yes, yes. But at the same time, the Biden administration continues and is expediting these nightly flights from the border into various cities and counties, and they don't know they're coming. Could you imagine the strain and pressure it's going to put on everything? Your health services, your school services, and in some cases giving illegals a right to vote, and you'll find out at the next polling place. So we've got all of those and a lot more to cover. And we also need to keep in mind the New York City subway shooting and some of the nonsense that's come out of it. I've been banned from airing live on YouTube, streaming live, because of what I said, but this guy was using hate language all the time. We are now streaming live at rumble.com. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The Biden administration is flying huge numbers of illegal aliens who snuck into our country, mostly through Texas, up to the Northeast, in this case to Westchester, New York. Now, they haven't announced that they're doing this because I guess in a democracy, you can do whatever you want and it doesn't matter what the people think. We only know about it because a former Westchester County executive called Rob Astorino noticed. Have you been able to get any answers from the administration over what they're doing?
None whatsoever. I asked in August 13th when I blew the lid on this. Had a press conference, wanted to know who was coming in, were they vaccinated? We had public health issues, public safety issues, public's right to know, and dead silence other than calling me and everybody who questioned them a racist and a hater. And then the New York Post did a great job blowing it up, and then the flight stopped for a while. Still no answers, though. Now the flights have resumed. One came in Sunday night. You have the video of them deplaning and the buses. And one just came in 1 hour ago, to Westchester County Airport, and they're deplaning right now. So this is going to continue. And the Biden administration must have such contempt for Americans that they're importing people from other countries, flying them into the interior and just dispersing them and then turning them into voters like New York City, where they will be allowed to vote with 30-day residency.
You heard that. After 30 days in New York, illegals will be allowed to vote. Now, that's only going to be on local elections. And by that, I still don't know if they mean only city, county, or does it include also state offices? They're all local if it's a state representative's area, not federal elections. But whatever it is, that's the first step on the ladder to voting in every election. We are going to get into the whole election issue here a little bit later. And a surprising I mean, almost humorous approach on voting coming out of, let me see, if you're going to pick a crazy state where they would come up with something that would just seem absolutely ludicrous, which state would you pick? You want to spin the dial, or you just want to go immediately to the West Coast in California? That's where this new idea about voting is surfacing. I'll have that for you a little bit later. But let's deal with these illegals right now that are being flown at night, in the secret of night. And remember, Jen Psaki said, well, it's just an early morning flight. A lot of people catch early morning flights. You know why the Biden administration is doing it at night, because they're trying to conceal it in the darkness. But this former exec from Westchester County in New York said, we found another one coming in. Yeah, they're still doing it. They started it again. He said at one point, once we pointed it out, they shut them down and they ceased. But they're doing it again. And you know why? Because May 23rd, the Biden administration is going to discard Title 42. Title 42, issued by the CDC for Trump and Biden to use for a period of time during the pandemic, COVID. Now, you just heard him say, we don't know if any of these that are being flown into our areas have been tested for COVID. And they are having additional outbreaks in the Northeast. And they're having some new strains surface in the Northeast. Would that be related to some of these flights? And if they're flying him into New York, a Democrat-controlled state anyway, then I guess they thought that would be okay. But they will also be flying them and have into red states. But once Title 42 is officially erased, you thought we had an influx at our border now. The predictions have gone from maybe 18,000 a day, and now some are saying you could see 30,000 a day coming across our border. 30,000. Even many Democrats are against Biden preparing to do this. At least 11 of them are on record saying don't do it, in part because they're facing re-election in 2022. This is not going to help them in November if they're trying to win back their House seat or keep their Senate seat or House seat or even win one of those elections. Not going to help them at all. It's going to create a red wave tsunami, which is going to wipe out the House control of Nancy Pelosi. Thank God. Now, I say it's going to happen, but it's also going to count on you making sure you do get out and vote. Do not take it for granted. You're one of these guys that, oh, we're leading, we're behind in this ball game with New York Yankees. There's no way we're going to win. We're down 8 runs. I'm going to beat the traffic. I'm going to get in my car and drive home. And you get in your car and you start driving out and you get on the highway and then you hear, cards just got 3 back. They got 2 more back. Cards are now tied. Cards are winning. Well, you left early because you thought it was going to go that way. Do not just think it's going to happen. Make it happen. That means you make sure you vote and everyone you know votes. But Congressman Waltz of Florida said the reason Biden has resorted again to these night flights, so if you're looking for a reason to explain them, Congressman Michael Waltz says, because of Title 42 being lifted and the predictions we've already encountered and what we've seen and what yet is yet to come, he said, this is why Biden is going once again to night flights.
Into the United States. So the administration doesn't have any choice but to try to disperse them in secret all over the country. And that's why so many of us in Congress are pounding the table saying this isn't a border problem. This is a national crisis. What does this mean for our social services? What does this mean for our communities having to absorb this many people. This is just absolutely, completely unacceptable that the Biden administration is not only allowing this to happen, is facilitating it to happen.
Yeah, they are facilitating it to happen. So based on knowing all that's going to be going on, that's when Texas Governor Abbott the other day said that we're not going to do this and just accept it. Now, they've already been on their own doing their very best to secure the Texas border, using Texas Rangers, I think even members of the National Guard. But, I mean, there's just so much ground they can cover. Now, even if you cover one ground and you're picking, and a lot of them are just coming in voluntarily, surrendering to them, so then they got to be preoccupied with them. This is not counting the getaways. Keep that in mind. When we're saying 20 to 30,000 a day coming across, we're not talking about the getaways. They go around circuitous routes because they're smuggling children and our drugs, in addition to those coming right up in your face smuggling drugs or children. It is a national crisis. A lot of the northern states think, well, this is not going to bother us. You should have taken warning from Canada when Canada started saying, we're finding illegals coming across our southern border, and we're not going to allow it. Thank God Canada is going to hold the law. And they are deporting them. Think you came all the way from Central America, all the way up through Mexico, went across their southern border, across the what was the U.S. southern border, then into Canada's southern border, and now you're being apprehended and being sent home. Been better off to stay in one of these D.C.-controlled sanctuary cities, wouldn't you? But again, Abbott made it very clear what he was going to do.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Good. I've been saying that for a long time. Go ahead and make them. Drop them off in some of these rich communities that are all big and liberal. You got plenty of room in your house. Open it up. Use the garage, whatever. And why not drop them off in D.C.? Well, of course, immediately, the response from the White House, from snarky Jen Psaki, in her closing days as a White House spokeswoman, because sometime this next month, she's going to go to one of the cable state-controlled media operations, and she'll be clearly on display then as being biased, but here's her snarky response to Governor Abbott the other day.
Last one on this. Now that the Texas governor is saying that he's going to start busing border crossers to Washington, D.C., when they get here, are you guys going to help them find a place to stay and something for them to do?
Well, I'm not aware of what authority the governor would be doing that under. I think it's pretty clear this is a publicity stunt. His own office admits that a migrant would need to voluntarily be transported, and he can't compel them to because, again, enforcement of our country's immigration laws lies with the federal government, not a state.
Washington, D.C.?
Well, listen, I don't know, but I know that the governor of Texas or any state does not have the legal authority to compel anyone to get on a bus.
Well, supposedly, Abbott did not tell them you have to get on the bus. Say, anybody want to go to D.C.? Yes! They don't know, and it didn't make any difference to them because they didn't care where they went as long as they got farther from the border. That's what they were trying to do, and they did. And that's what he was planning on doing. And she said, he can't do that. He doesn't have that authority. Well, guess what happened today? While Fox News was on the air, listen to what they saw happening in front of them.
That is a bus with two or three dozen migrants on board. We believe
it just rolled into Washington.
It just rolled into Washington. I think they initially wanted to drop off the migrants at the U.S. Capitol, but I think as close as they could get would be near Union Station.
So they did not get to the Capitol, but they got to Union Station and let them off. Now, the governor's legal authority to transport busloads of migrants to the U.S. Capitol still in question. There is a 2012 Supreme Court case, Arizona v. U.S., preventing states from making their own immigration policies. But Abbott says, and I agree, the federal government is failing to adequately address the situation. Biden recently announced that he would be rescinding Title 42, as we said. They would be expelling migrants quickly because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And as he said, Governor Abbott, as the Fed government continues to roll back common sense policies that once kept our communities safe, our local law enforcement has stepped up to protect our state from dangerous criminals. And even those who are coming who are not going to be dangerous in the sense that they are going to be preying upon children and committing crimes, and many of them will not. I'm not saying they're all going to be criminals. And neither was Trump, by the way, when he said a lot of them coming across the border would not be the best. And that's true. That we knew. And they're members of gangs coming across, and drug smuggling, and child smuggling, and prostitution smugglers, and everything else. But some are coming just for a better life, they hope. But then they're going to be looking to take jobs that other Americans might have and come work a lot cheaper. And with inflation hitting and the cost of everything going up again, do you think it's going to get better for you? Of course not. By the way, New York City subway shooting suspect has been arrested. I'll get more details on that for you coming up in the next segment. That story just breaking. And also bring you up to speed on Ukraine and the man who dared stare Putin in the eye. It was not Joe Biden. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Oops, I'm sorry if you're watching us on rumble.com. I forgot the video that's there. You caught me taking some Jack Daniels, didn't you? Well, it looked white, Larry. Well, it could have been vodka. No, it was water. Yeah, we are live streaming at Larry Connors USA, all one word, Larry Connors USA at rumble.com. So we're live streaming the program so you can join us in the studio. And the word is breaking, as I was telling you going into the break. The Brooklyn subway shooting suspect, identified as Frank James, is in custody. It's not clear exactly where they found him. It looks like still in the New York area. And, of course, that shooting yesterday in the subway system left 3 dead, at least a dozen others wounded. We're going to spend more time on that story coming up in the next segment, because there's a lot of things around this suspect that raise some big questions. It's not just a gun control issue that you're going to hear from the left. But we'll be getting into that. In the meantime, we have seen every state, even the bluest of the states, say, you don't have to wear a mask no more. You don't have to. Many transit systems in some states still require, if you're going to ride their buses or whatever, you have to wear the mask. And in some cases, that might be acceptable. But airline execs have testified before Congress, you don't need a mask on an airplane. We have these high-efficiency filters on every plane circulating the air 20 to 30 times an hour. You don't need a mask. You're safer on a plane without a mask than trying to sit there suffocating yourself with one or breathing in your own oxygen or your nitrogen you bled it out, your carbon dioxide. But, despite all of that, the CDC just announced it's going to extend its travel mask mandate for 15 more days. Despite protests from airlines and passengers. The Biden administration previously extended the federal mask mandate to April 18 in early March. Now, the CEOs are saying end this thing on March 24. They were, I should say, at that point. Now look where we are in April. And now they're being told, no, we're going to do it again. And you're going to keep that mask on at least until May 3rd. Do you think come May 3rd you'll be able to not use it, a mask on a plane? Anybody want to lay money on that? In the meantime, in China, they continue to have big problems in Shanghai, where people are actually locked into their homes. Doors are sealed shut. Folks are not allowed to leave. Those who go to check on them are wearing hazmat suits. They will not go near the facility wherever these folks are living if they, by any chance, have COVID in the area. Now, I mentioned a moment ago, the man who stood and stared Putin eye to eye over Ukraine. Zelensky would do it, but they'd probably kill him. It was not Biden. I told you yesterday about it, and we're getting more details today. It's the Austrian chancellor, Karl Nehammer. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I want to give him all the respect I can for what he did. He went right to Moscow to meet Putin. He said, I made the decision to go to Moscow to look the president in the eyes and confront him with what I saw. Because he had already seen some of the other issues going on in Ukraine. Boris Yeltsin, the prime minister of UK, also went to Ukraine, walking the streets with Yeltsin. Zelensky, I should say. Biden, he's still trying to figure out what the flavor of the ice cream is this week. And we're stopping a planned shipment of helicopters to Ukraine because they suddenly decided, no, don't give them that. In the beginning, Zelensky said, we will give you a flight to get you out of your country. He said, I don't want a flight out. I need help. And Ukrainians continue fighting, and yet the fighting has grown so intense and more dead. We'll spend more time on that a little bit later. But coming up in this next segment, how Hillary Clinton says the election was stolen from her.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor in it.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Hillary Clinton has long claimed that the 2016 election was stolen from her. It's something former President Jimmy Carter said as well. Pretty much the entire media complex and the entire Democrat Party said throughout the Trump administration that the 2016 election was stolen. In fact, I think the only election you're not allowed to question is the 2020 election, even though that election was unlike any election that we'd ever seen previously in terms of how it was administered. But yeah, they definitely pushed that narrative for quite some time.
Yes, they certainly have. Those are the words of Molly Hemingway, senior editor with The Federalist, saying that if you're looking for somebody to complain about the election being stolen, which, by the way, I don't know if you can say that on Twitter or YouTube right now without them censoring you. Should I try it? Let me try that real quick. Let me go to my Twitter account at Larry Connors USA. And I'm going to type in there the 2024 election or the 2020 election was stolen. That's the way I'm writing it, was stolen. And then I'm going to add, according to I love this. According to Hillary Clinton, those of you watching us live at Rumble, you saw me just put that in. I'm hitting it right now. If you follow me on my Twitter account, everything is branded at Larry Connors USA. At Larry Connors USA, you're going to see it pop up right now. The 2020 election was stolen, according to Hillary Clinton.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you. You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
See? I want you to hear it twice. She's made those remarks repeatedly. And as you heard Molly Hemingway say, not only did she did, but so did Jimmy Carter. When he lost, he claimed it was stolen from him. But you are not allowed to question the last election. With all the everything that was surrounding it, you're not allowed to do that. You cannot put that down. In the past, what I just put on tweet probably would have me banned for life. So far, no response. Are they asleep over there? I could try it on YouTube. Of course, they won't let us do YouTube channel streaming because of something I said. And previously, I'd had Sidney Powell, who in the beginning was one of those fighting for Trump, an account, a recount. And I don't care where you stand. If you think it was, a lot of it was fiction, a lot of it was true, but some is kind of gray, and maybe they were just illegal votes or mishandled, ballots that showed up too late, they weren't counted, ballots that weren't counted. I don't. However you want to describe it, was it a true, fair election? You could ask that of a lot of elections, but especially this last one with what everything was going on, because as you know, and yeah, and so far, again, Twitter's still letting it stand. We'll see how long it goes. But you heard Hillary Clinton claim you could win the election and still have it stolen. And the reason she said that, if you remember the night of the election, you had all these mainstream media at that time, now state-controlled media, since the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. The state-controlled media now, but the mainstream media then, all of their anchors were standing up against the chart, the big map, and had behind them all the electoral college votes. Well, this state right here, they can't break the blue wall. He can't jump over. Oh, well, he did, but he still can't. And they were looking at the electoral count, because that's why the January 6th event happened. That's when the Senate came together to confirm the election. And it's based on the Electoral College count, which all the mainstream media and Hillary thought they would win that. Oh, Trump might actually win some popular votes because he's an idiot, they thought, and idiots will follow idiots. That's what they thought. So they were okay because we had the Constitution. We had the Electoral College. But the moment they lost because of the Electoral College, we need to get rid of that damn thing. You see how they play the game? And Molly Hemingway says, if you're looking about any evidence of trying to rig and steal the election, it's not in the Trump camp. Listen.
The most major meddling that we saw in the 2016 election was done by this Hillary Clinton secretly funded and secretly orchestrated operation to set a false narrative, one that continued throughout the Trump administration, that was this false narrative that Trump had colluded with Russia to steal the election. That was something her campaign secretly bought and paid for. And that caused so much damage, not just in the 2016 election, but again, throughout the entire administration of Trump. And that was something that, you know, it caused global problems. It caused domestic problems, and it was done by her campaign.
Her campaign, paying for it. MSNBC host Ari Melber, I think is his name, he has a program called The Beat, and he's discussing the last election with Congressman Madison Cawthorn, Republican of North Carolina, a rookie member of Congress. He said, made a false allegation with no evidence against some of his fellow Republicans. It's not his first lie. It's a congressman who lied about Trump losing the election and talked up an armed resistance with bloodshed. He said Cawthorn was wrong, should be held accountable. He said also all this QAnon Republicans raised on a steady diet of divisive, demeaning political crap. That's the way he described it. He said much of the next generation of Republicans in both ages and in those running for office are committed to these lies. It's a movement built on, as some say, a falsehood, a party organized around election lies, science lies, QAnon lies. That's according to an MSNBC state-controlled media analyst. You just heard Molly Hemingway, the Federalist, say, look for the evidence the last time, and where do you find it? It's all in the Clinton camp. And it wasn't just the campaign. It was not just political action groups. They had, and Senator Grassley's also confirmed this in his investigation, they had help from the feds.
It's one thing for political operatives to try and do a dirty trick, but for the DOJ and the FBI to willingly participate in something that they should have known from the very get-go was ludicrous. And they certainly were given reason after reason to know that it was not something legitimate. Instead, they weaponized this. They used this as a means to start a sprawling investigation that turns into a special counsel investigation that hamstrings the Trump administration. And what this really was all about was a refusal of many people in elite circles to accept the results of the 2016 election, to accept that someone like Donald Trump could run for office or that he might gain favor with voters. And they were willing to throw out any norm and any standard that they had to try to subvert either that election or the administration. And it is a horrible thing what the FBI and DOJ did. And there needs to be a massive cleanup. At every step of the way, there was no there there. And you said earlier that there were good FBI agents and DOJ officials who were upset about what happened. Unfortunately, there were far too few. Many people should have put a stop to this, and too few were willing to stand up and say, this is un-American and this is dangerous.
And unconstitutional. That's Molly Hemingway, senior editor of The Federalist, and she's absolutely on point. And, of course, the left is going to continue to say it was all organized by Trump and all these QAnons and everyone else. When you don't find their fingerprints on the Steele dossier, you don't find their prints on any of the lies that were coming out of the mainstream media or the text messages between FBI agent Smurf and his lover. You don't find anything like that. You don't find anything from Hillary's, anything that would equate to Hillary calling Democrats deplorables. Or the FBI assistant director who also was overseeing the investigation of Hillary's illegal computer she had at her house she was using. For state business. You don't see any of that, do you? They do want you to focus on January 6th and their trial, and they got someone convicted, but apparently there are five crucial decisions as the January 6th investigation reaches a final stage, according to Politico. Basically, they're now in their 8th month of their investigation, and they're still trying to say, how do we put Donald Trump's name on it? And how do we make it stay until November of 2022, months from now, and then 2024? How do we do that? They're not going to be able to. But you watch, they will try. Coming up, I want to share something else with you that came out of California about the next election. And you will find this at least amusing. Stand by, please. Hey, let's do lunch at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. That's right, Cafe Napoli 3, now open for lunch and Sunday brunch. So let's plan lunch or Sunday brunch at Cafe Napoli in St. Charles. Of course, you always get great food and service at each Napoli location, Clayton, Town and Country, St. Charles. But let me remind you again, for lunch or Sunday brunch, Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
From the I Can't Believe This, and it's going to get even better as I go through this segment. By the way, those of you watching us live streaming at rumble.com, glad to have you on board. Remember, you can click and subscribe, and you won't miss any. If you are missing the program as it streams live now, joining us here in the studio, you can also go later to rumble.com and pull up archives of this program and others. We have a mess of them on YouTube if they didn't delete all of them yet. We may still try to transfer some of them over, but we are, because YouTube shut us down, they did not like what Larry Connors USA had to say. My answer is tough tornado. How about that one? I came close, didn't I? I came close. I know. So from the I Can't Believe This, the LA Times published a column analyzing something they call that would strengthen democracy and make America politics less awful than everything we just talked about in the last segment. That would be cheating by Hillary Clinton along with the DOJ and the FBI. This column written by a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, now a Washington Post columnist, who's a liberal activist, I should point out, wrote for the LA Times saying what we need to have is not increased polarization. What we need to do is to make sure every eligible voter is going to participate in the election. So to that extent, he's proposing the concept of mandatory voting. You must vote. They don't care how you vote, supposedly, but you must vote. And if you don't vote, there's going to be at least a $20 fine. And if they could get through with that, then they're going to make it more, especially if you go in and you do vote, vote the other side. Then they're going to say, well, you're not so mandatory. We don't care if you vote. No, he said, our view is making voting a civic and legal duty is the best way to defend it as a right. That's what we've been saying. It's a right, and a civic duty should be protected like proper ID to verify you are who you are and that you're a citizen of this country. Going to make you vote. And here come the rest of the laugh tracks for this hour. And some not so funny. I will point that out to you right now. First of all, there is a global world crisis building. Grain out of Ukraine, essential for numerous countries. And then we also have other countries and oil and gas exports as well. German wholesale is now seeing the highest percentage rise in 60 years in Germany because of the cost of foods going into Germany. That's not even talking about the cost of fuel. And we also have the producer prices in the U.S. surging 11.2% from a year ago. 11.2%. That's not inflation. That's 8.6 as of yesterday. But the producer prices themselves surging 11.2%. So that 8.6 will be higher next month. But here's part of the laugh track from CNN. Don Lemon Fruitcake last night said, yeah, gas prices are up more than 18% last month, but even if you strip out volatile food and energy categories, prices still rose 6.5% over the last year. Food costs up 8.8%. Used cars up, blah, blah, blah. He said, how much of this 8.5 inflation can be blamed on the war in Ukraine? Because despite what President Biden says, this is Don Lemon Fruitcake saying, despite what President Biden says, inflation was a major concern before Putin's invasion. Thank you, Don Lemon Fruitcake, for suddenly not being so nutty and accepting that the numbers are pretty hard to lie around, aren't they? If Biden's losing the mainstream state-controlled media, he and the Democrats are losing everything. I'm almost going to shed a tear. Well, maybe I won't. And, of course, CNN came out with another product, CNN Plus. They were looking for a lot of people to jump in and buy into that. Well, the far-left Axios is now reporting this streaming service launched just 2 weeks ago. CNN Plus is going to be cut dramatically in response to low adoption. Adoption is another way of saying people aren't signing up for it. There might be more subscribing in Larry Connors USA than they were CNN Plus. I don't know. But that means that basically a lot of those big salaries being paid at CNN and Plus, they're going out the window. And one is a former Fox News anchor, Chris Wallace. Did you know he'd gone to CNN Plus live stream? Well, you probably weren't watching it. That's part of the issue. And he's upset and breaking down in front of this crew and calling this is a miserable failure. And one story says Chris Wallace is having a daily breakdown over the miserable launch. And he wants a CNN show itself or he's going to walk out and go ask Larry Connors, USA, can I be on your program? Mr. Wallace, my answer is not just no, but hell no. Stand by for our second hour. And the teacher that tells second and third, fourth graders, the doctor's just guessing if you're a boy or girl.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.